its good graces for months now, with only limited success. But he'd tried. He hoped Caroline and Maggie gave him credit for that. Caroline's mouth broke into a wide grin. Lunch? Not yet, and I'm starved. Grady's spirits lifted considerably.
Oh, well, then, I was thinking, seeing as I haven't eaten myself.
The words stumbled all over themselves in his eagerness to get them out.
You want to join me?
Sure, but let me get this straight. Is this an invitation as in a date?
No.
His response was instinctive, given without thought. He'd been denying his feelings for her so long that his answer had come automatically. He feared, too, that she might misread his intentions. He was attracted to Caroline, and he wanted to know her better, but beyond that, he wasn't sure. Hell, what he knew about love and marriage wouldn't fill a one-inch column of the Promise Gazette. Some of the happiness faded from her smile. Understood. Give me a few minutes and I'll meet you out front. She moved out of his range of vision. Grady closed the box, but left his hand on the key. How could anyone with the skills to run a thriving cattle ranch in the Texas Hill Country be such a fool when it came to women? He rapped on the post office box hard enough to hurt his knuckles.
Caroline!
Then he realized he had to open the box. He did that, then stared through it and shouted for her a second time.
Caroline!
Her face appeared, eyes snapping with impatience. What's the rush? She demanded. I said it'd take me a few minutes. The edges of the post box cut into his forehead and chin and knocked his Stetson askew.
This is a date, all right?
She stared back at him from the other side, and either she was overwhelmed by his offer to buy her lunch or surprised into speechlessness.
All right,
he repeated.
This is a date.
She continued to look at him. I shouldn't have asked, she finally said.
I'm glad you did.
And he was. He could think of no better way to set things straight. He hadn't invited her to lunch because he needed someone to pass the time with. If that was what he'd wanted, he could have asked his sister Savannah, or her husband, or Cal Patterson, or any number of people. No, he'd asked Caroline because he wanted to be with her. For once, he longed to talk to her without interference or advice from his matchmaking sister. It didn't help to have Maggie there hiding her face in her mother's lap every time he walked into the room, either. This afternoon, it'd be just the two of them, Caroline and him. Grady respectfully removed his hat when she joined him in the lobby. This is a pleasant surprise, Caroline said.
I was in town anyway.
He didn't mention that he'd rearranged his entire day for this opportunity. It was hard enough admitting that to himself, let alone Caroline.
Where would you like to eat?
He asked. The town had three good restaurants, the cafe in the bowling alley, the Chili Pepper, a Texas barbecue place, and a Mexican restaurant run by the Chavez family. How about Mexican Linda? Caroline suggested. It was the one he would have chosen himself.
Great.
Since the restaurant was on 4th Avenue, only two blocks from the post office, they walked there, chatting as they went. Or rather, Caroline chatted, and he responded with grunts and murmurs. Grady had long ago realized he lacked the ability to make small talk. Unlike his younger brother Richard, who could charm his way into, or out of, anything. Grady tried not to feel inadequate, but he was distinctly relieved when they got to the restaurant. In a few minutes, they were seated at a table, served water and a bowl of tortilla chips, along with a dish of extra hot salsa. He reached for a chip, scooped up as much salsa as it would hold, and popped it in his mouth. He ate another, and then another, before he noticed that Caroline hadn't touched a single chip. He raised his eyes to hers and stopped chewing, his mouth full. Caroline apparently read the question in his eyes. I don't eat corn chips, she explained. I fill up on them, and then I don't have room for anything else. He swallowed and nodded.
Oh.